Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Dalid. We are beginning the Perek of Hazov. The Perek discusses many different dinim of Mekach u'Memkai. The Mishnah begins, Hazov koines ha-kesef, ha-kesef ein ha-koines ha-zov, ha-nechoishes koines ha-kesef, ve-ha-kesef ein ha-koines ha-nechoishes. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Hazov Koines HaKesef, one who is buying Din Rezov, he wishes to buy the gold and pay for it with the silver, Sheyesh LeBiyadai. The Meshichas Hazov, when the Baal HaKesef is Moshech the Zov to be Koines, he's being Koines the gold with the Kinyan of Meshicha, which the Gemara explained is either a Kinyan Mideraisa or a Kinyan Mideraabanon. When the Baal HaKesef is Moshech the Zov to be Koines, that's Mechayim in him in return to give the Kesef back to the Baal HaZov. The Meshichas Hazov, this that he's Koines the gold from the Baal HaZov, is mechayiv him now, that now he's mechuyiv to pay the kesef and he cannot be chayzef in the mekach anymore. This that Rashi explains that the Mishnah is discussing Azov koines hakesef is not a kinyan, the Meshichas Hazov is makna the kesef, that now the Baal Azov owns the kesef, only the Meshichas Hazov is mechayiv the Baal HaKesef to give the kesef, he creates a chayvis on the Baal HaKesef, but not an actual kinyan, is based on the Gemara on Daf Memhei Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the sugya whether or not a matbea can be used to create the kinyan of chalipin. And the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, Azov, Koines HaKesef, it's Mashma, the Meshichas HaZov, is Makna, the Kesef, to the Baal HaZov. So we see a Matbea can be used to create the Kinyan of Chalipin. The Gemara understands, Azov, Koines HaKesef, is with the Kinyan of Chalipin. And the Gemara answers, according to Mandama, a Matbea is not Nasa Chalipin. One cannot use a coin to create the Kinyan of Chalipin. Tani Mechayef, we have to say, not Azov, Koines HaKesef, we mean is Azov, is Mechayef, is HaKesef. The Meshichas HaZov is Mechayef, the Kesef. Tosis on Daf Memhei Amid Beis is Mevur. Not only the Madama Matbea cannot be used for the Kinyan of Chalipin, the Mishnah Azov Koines HaKesef means Azov Mechayeves HaKesef, but even in the Madama Matbea Nasa Chalipin also, the Mishnah is also including this halacha, Meshichas HaZov, when the Baal HaKesef is Koines the Zov which he wishes to buy, that's Mechayevim now to give the Kesef, it's Mechayevim B'Toyos Damim to pay for the Damim of the Zov, to give the Kesef that he promised to give in exchange for the Zov that he's being Koines. The Gemara in Daf Memhei Amid Beis gives a marshal to what is this eschayv is being created by the Meshichas HaZov. If the Baal HaKesef promises to give an arniki chadosha, if he promises to give new coins, to give a new purse, he has to give dafka an arniki chadosha. And if he promises to give an arniki yeshana, if he promises to give an exchange for the gold, dafka an arniki yeshana, old coins and an old purse of money, in such a case he's mechuyif to give an arniki yeshana dafka, he cannot give an arniki chadosha. There is a schayv is being created by the Meshichas HaZov that whatever he promised to do, he is now in his schayv to do as he promised. This is the halacha of Azov, Koines HaKesef, which is Azov, Mechayev is HaKesef. The Meshichas HaZov is Mechayev the Baal HaKesef to give the amount of money as he promised, and he cannot be Chayzer, and he has to give Dafka, he promised, either an Anaki Chadosh or an Anaki Yeshana, exactly what he promised to pay, he has to pay. The Ktsois HaChayshin in Simon Vesh Gimel is Medayik, Azov, Koines HaKesef, HaKesef, Eina Koines HaZov. The Meshichas HaZov is kind of the Kesef, as we are explaining the Gemara, and Daf Memhei Amid Beis explains, Meshichas HaZov is Mechayiv, the Baal HaKesef, to give the Kesef. So in Kain, the Seif of the Mishnah, HaKesef ain't a Koines HaZov, means the Meshichas HaMois, when one is Moshech the Kesef, it's not Mechayiv, the Baal HaZov, to give the Zov, even though the Baal HaZov was now kind of the Kesef, he was kind of the Tiva, he was kind of the money which is being paid for the Zov, there was no Ischayvus to give the Chayfetz, the Baal HaZov can still be Chayzer and give back the money and not give the Chayfetz, he does not have to do as he promises, the Meshichas HaKesef is not Mechayivus HaZov. Reb Shloimeh Simon Vav asks a Yesodistic question in defining what exactly is this Ischayvus which is created by the Meshichas HaZov, what is this Torah's Domim, what type of Ischayvus is created by this that the Baal HaKesef is Moshech the Zov. And if Shlomo understands, it's the Meshichas HaZov, when the Baal HaKesef has the Zov in his hands, he is now koines somebody else's gold, he has Mamun Chaveri B'yadai, he was now Meshich somebody else's gold, and he was promising to give in return for this that he's holding on to somebody else's money to give the Kesef. This that he's holding on to somebody else's money is Mechayim to give in return back the Kesef. It's the having somebody else's money which is Mechayim to give back the Kesef, and that's what creates the Eschayim is to give the Kesef. In fact, Reb Shloimeh, what's the chilk between the Meshichas HaZov and the Meshichas HaKesef? Why is it dafka the Meshich of the Chayfetz? When one is Meshich the Chayfetz he wishes to buy, that creates a Eschayvus to give the Kesef. Why doesn't the Meshichas HaMois create the same Eschayvus? This that the Baal HaZov has the Kesef B'yodah, he took the Kesef of somebody else, he now has Mamun Chaveri B'yodah, he has somebody else's money which he took in return to give the gold, he promised in return to give Zov in exchange for this that he took his Kesef. The fact that he has somebody else's money should be mechayiv to give in return the gold. Just like the fact that the Baal HaKesef has the gold is mechayiv to give the Kesef. The fact that he has somebody else's zov is mechayvim to give and return the kesef. So too, this that the Baal HaZov is moishach somebody else's kesef should be mechayvim in return to do as he promised and to give the kesef. The Shavi Yischayv is created by the Mashiach HaSamois. What's the chilek between the Mashiach HaSativa and the Mashiach of the Peri? Why is Dafka the Mashiach of the Peri mechayv to give the Tiva, but the Mashiach of the Tiva is not mechayv to give the Peri? If Shlomo seems to be understanding this, that the Schaivis is created, Aidei the Mashiach HaSazov, is this that the Balakesef has the Zov of somebody else in his hand, when he's kind of somebody else's Zov, that's Mechayv in return to give something in exchange for what he was kind of, and that his Schaivis translates into this, that whatever he promised he has to do. The Schaivis is created, Aidei this, that he has somebody else's moment, and we translate that Schaivis into whatever he promised, the Arniki Chadosh and Arniki Yishono, he has to give the Kesef how he promised. Ibn Naftali, in discussing the Sugya and Daf Mehmed Beis, explains the Kinyan, the Eschaivis of a Torah's Dom differently. The Eschaivis is not created like this, that he has somebody else's mom and creates an Eschaivis to give something in exchange for what he got. Ibn Naftali explains, in every Mekach, there is the Burim that are spoken out. The Lekech and the Moichis spoke out, they made up, they want to exchange, the Lekech wishes to buy a Chepetz in exchange for the money, the Moichis asks him to give the Chepetz in exchange for the money, the Lekech is going to give him. The Lekech promises the money and the Moichis promises the Chepetz. The Burim Ba'alma not Mechayev a person, so being that all they have so far is words, they spoke out to each other the deal they wish to make, what they wish to sell and how much they wish to sell it for, but it's only the Burim Ba'alma and therefore no Eschaivis is created by the Dibur. When the Lekech is Moichich the Chepetz, there's a maisa which is done. Now it's not only Diburim Ba'almo. There was a gemara on the Pisak HaMekach. The Pisak HaMekach is what they made up. What the Lekech is going to pay and what the Moichir is going to sell him. The Meshichas HaChepetz is the gomer of the Pisak HaMekach, and now they're in Eschaiv in their Diburim. It's not the pshat like Abshleim is understanding the fact that the Baal HaKesef has the Zov of the Baal HaZov. This that he now has the gold in his hand, that's Mechaiv him to give and return the Kesef. It's this that they made up to have a sale, and he promised the Chepetz, and the Lekech promised the money. In such a case, the Meshichas HaChepetz is the Goymer on the Pisak HaMekach, and therefore that's Mechayev, the Baal HaKesef, now to pay for this that he was Moshech the Zov. It comes out, it's not the Pshat that he has the Zov, B'yodi, that's Mechayev to give the Kesef, it's the Meshichas of the Peri, it's the Meshich of the Zov, which is Goymer the Mekach, and that's Mechayev, whatever they made up, whatever they promised, on Anis Chayev, I day this that it was Nigma, I day a Meis, the Meshich of the Zov. According to Ibn Naftali, it's easily understandable the chiluk between Meshichas HaMois and Meshichas HaChepetz. It's dafka when one is Moshech the Chepetz, he wishes to buy, that creates a gemar on the Pisak HaMekach. That's considered a maisa which is goyim the Pisak HaMekach, that's mechayev each side in what they promised. The Lekech has to give the money and the Moichah has to give the Chepetz. But the Meshichas HaMois is not a goyim on the Pisak HaMekach. A Meshichas HaMois itself is not enough of a Maisa to be created as Chayv, that the Dibuim should be in as Chayv, and the Mekach is considered Nigmar. A Mekach is Nigmar, the Meshichah of the Chayvitz, which one is buying, not Ide, the Meshichah HaKesef. And therefore it is understandable the Allah in our Mishnah, HaZov, Koines HaKesef, the Meshichah HaZov, which the Zov is considered the Peri, that's Mechayv as HaKesef, that's Goymer the Mekach, and is Mechayv the Baal HaKesef to pay his Kesef. Mashenkin HaKesef in a Koines HaZov. The Meshichas HaMois, that's not considered a Goymer on the Pisak HaMekach, and that's not Mechayev each sign of what it promised, and therefore the Kesef is Eina Mechayev as Azov. To further define this halacha discussed in our Mishnah, Azov, Koines HaKesef, which the Gemara explains, Azov, Mechayev as HaKesef, the Meshichas HaZov is Mechayev the Baal HaKesef to give Kesef in return for this that he was Moshech the Zov. The Pnei Yeshua speaks out, it's Dafka Bil Bilo Yichud Le HaMois. They spoke at Menastam, Bishas, he was Moshech the Zov, he spoke at Stam, he's going to give Kesef in return for this, that he's been kind of the gold of the Baal HaZov. In exchange for this, that he's been kind of the Zov, he's being Nischaif to give the Kesef. But they did not speak out a specific Kesef, which is being exchanged for the gold. If it was Yichud Laya Kesef, and they spoke out, they are exchanging the Meshichas HaZov, the Zov is being Moshech is in exchange for a specific Kesef, Shiesh Lo Biyadoi. In such a case, that's not a Eschaivis of Domim, that's not the Malacha being discussed in our mission of a Meshichah, which is being Mechayiv, a Torah's Domim, to pay for what he's being Moshech. This is the Halachas of a Kinyan of Chalipin. And by Kinyan Chalipin, a Peri cannot create a Kinyan of Chalipin, and a Matbea is not Nikna by Chalipin. And being that we don't have the Halachas that are required to create the Kinyan of Chalipin, our mission in the Zov would not be Koines HaKesef, and no Eschaivis would be created like the Meshichas HaZov. This halacha mentioned in the Pnei Yeshua that our Mishnah is discussing dafke b'lo yichud ha'kesef, but by yichud ha'kesef, azov is not koines ha'kesef, is often in the Torah in Simin Reish Gimel, the Torah paskins, dafke b'toy is domim when it was lo yichud ha'mois. Therefore, when the lekech is moishich the zov, he's nischayef to give the domim. But in the case of a chalipin, which is if he's yichud ha'mois, and he says dafke this kesef should be given in exchange for the zov, once he's yichud ha'mois, the lekech is not chayef ba'achrayis for the kesef, And being that he's not chayav b'achrayis, it's loisumcha daitev the Baal HaMekach ad shegiyo ha-mois liyodoy. Until the Baal HaZov, until the Baal HaMekach receives his mois, he's loisumcha daitev. Therefore, no kinyan is created. V'meil, if it's yichud ha-azov, if it's yichud ha-kesef, in such a case, the Meshichas ha-chefet is not mechayev the mois, and no kinyanim are created until the mois actually reaches the hand of the moicher. The mashmois of the Lashon HaTorah is dafka b'yichud ha-mois, but if it wouldn't be yichud ha-mois, being that it's loisumcha daitev the Baal HaMekach, because the lekech is not chayev b'achrayis for the kesef, therefore the moicher is loisumcha daitev. Being that there's a lack of smichas das, because the lekech does now have a chrayis for the kesef, that's why the meshichas azov is not mechayiv the kesef, and the mekech is not nigma ide the meshichas azov. The Ktzos HaChoshen in Siman Reish Gimel Siv Katan Beis explains the halach of the Torah differently. He explains the chilek why it's dafkevitz lo yichud le'amoyis, he was meshich the zov stam, and he's mechayiv himself in return to pay kesef in exchange for the zov. But if it was yichud like kesef in such a case, there is no kinyan, there is no eschayiv is being created ide the meshichas azov. And the Ktzos explains this halacha that we say Meshichas Hazov is Mechayiv, the Kesef does not create the Eschayivus in the Kesef itself. The Eschayivus which is created by the Meshichas Hazov is the Eschayivus in the person who is Moshech. It can only create the Eschayivus in the Gavra. The Gavra is Moshech, the Lekech is Moshech, the Zov, he now has the Eschayivus to give the Kesef. But this Eschayivus is not created of any Kinyonim in the Chayfetz itself, nothing changes in the Kesef. So the Ktzos, if he's Yichud Loya Kesef, if he will not Mekabal Achrayis for the Kesef that he is giving in exchange for the Zov, his eschayvus was that this kesef should not be meshubit to be given to the moicher, but there was no eschayvus created on the gavra, there was no eschayvus created in the lekech, it was moishich dissolved, that one cannot create this teiras dom, the eschayvus discussed in our Mishnah. The halach in our Mishnah is only mechayiv the gavra, it's mechayiv the one who was moishich dissolved, he's a mechayiv in return to give as he promised, but it's only eschayvus on the gavra. Therefore, it's dafka if it's lo yichud le'a kesef, if they didn't discuss which kesef is being given, over there the eschayvus being created is the eschayvus on the gavra, the person is now mechayiv to give the kesef. He has the achrayis of giving the kesef, being that he has the achrayis of the kesef, there was a schayvus created on the gavro, that's the halach in our Mishnah of Azov, koines ha-kesef, he's nischayv to give the kesef. But if it was yichud loya ha-kesef, if they miyachad a specific kesef to be given in exchange for this, that he was moishich to zov, in such a case there is no achrayis, there's no schayvus being created on the gavro, it's being moishich to zov. The schayvus is being created in this kesef is being meshubit to be given to the moicher, that now the moicher has the right to take this kesef, but it's not a schayvus created on the gavro. Such a schayvus cannot be created through the meshichas azov. The halach in our mission of azov mechayvus a kesef is dafke schayvus on the gavro, not a schayvus being created in the kesef. The Nesivus asks on the Ktzos, in halach in Siman Samach is, if one is moishich to chayvus and is mechayv himself to give in return a dover shaloi bo la'olam, he is nischayv. In fact, in the Sivis we see from there, the Eschayvus being created is not only Eschayvus that's created on the Gavra. We see that Alochinson and Samach is, Afilu for one is Moshech the Chayvitz and Mechayiv himself to give a Dover Shaloi Bo Loilam, he is Nischayiv. So we see it's Mechayiv himself to give the Chayvitz also. There's Eschayvus being created in the Chayvitz. So we see that this Chiddush that the Ktzos was Mechadish, that Meshichas Azov could only be Mechayiv as a Gavra, could only be Mechayiv the person that he has to give Kesef, but cannot create Eschayvus in the Chayvitz. Is not true, because in Siman Samach we see one can be mechayiv himself to give a dover shaloi ba'al ha'olam. Then we see the eschayvus is being created in the chayfetz also, and not only the eschayvus is being created in the gavra. The Ktzos HaChoshen is mashma, this that he was mechadish, that the kinyan ha-mishnah, the eschayvus which is created through the meshichas ha-azov, could only be eschayvus on the gavra, is not eschayvus on the chayfetz. He did not mean specifically the eschayvus has to be limited to the gavra, not on the chayfetz. The Ktzos only meant to say the Eschayvus being created in our Mishnah when one is Moshech the Zov has to create also Eschayvus on the Gavra, cannot only create Eschayvus on the Chayfetz. If the Meshichas only be Mechayiv the Kesef, if there are Yichud Le'a Kesef and there's no Achrayis on the Baal HaKesef, if the Kesef gets lost to give a different Kesef, it comes that there was no Eschayvus created B'chlal on the Gavra, it's only Eschayvus created on the Chayfetz that the Chayfetz has to be given to the Moshech. Zok the Ktzos, we need Davka Eschayvus on the Gavra also. Meshichas Azov has to Mechayiv the Gavra in order to be Mechayiv the Chayfetz also. It cannot only be Mechayiv the Kesef. Therefore, Davka by Lo Yichud Lo HaKesef, if there is an Achrayis being created on the Gavra in such a case, the Kesef, the Meshichas Azov is Mechayiv the Gavra to pay the Kesef. And therefore, in such a case, you can Meyachid the Kesef also, as long as the Gavra was Mechabal Achrayis. And there's an Eschayvus being created on the Moshech, the Baal HaKesef was being Moshech the Zov. In such a case, you can Miyachid like Kesef and you can Mechayiv to give a specific Kesef also. But the Ktzos' entire Chiddush was Meshichas HaZov cannot only be created Eschayvus in the Chayfetz, it has to create Eschayvus in the Gavra also. Therefore, it's not fair from the Halach and Siman Samach that the Nesivus is asking that we see Meshichas HaChayvetz can be Mechayiv Adova Shaloi Baal HaOlam. Being that in that case, the one who's giving the Chayvetz Shaloi Baal HaOlam is Chayiv Achrayis, that if the Chayfetz gets lost, he has to pay back for the Chayfetz. In such a case, the Ksois is also masking one can create his chayvus on a specific chayvus. The Ksois' chiddush only was that the Meshichas HaChayvus has to create his chayvus on the Gavra also. There has to also be a Kabbalah Sachrayis. And without a Kabbalah Sachrayis, Meshichas HaZov cannot create only his chayvus on the chayvus without any chayvus on the Gavra. The Nesivis himself explains this halacha of the Torah, the chilek, why a Mishnah of Azov koines HaKesef, it's dafka by lo yichud HaKesef, when he's mechayv himself stand to give kesef, but by yichud HaKesef, in such a case, Azov is not koines HaKesef. And the Nesivis explains, if it was yichud HaKesef, if they spoke up a favor that there's a specific kesef being given for the Zov, even though the mashmois of the Loshen was that this should be a Torah's dom and not a kinyan of a chalipin, a neinu rois, it's a dover bar la koil, that this is a kinyan of chalipin. They're exchanging a zav for a kesef. He's been moishik zav and promising a specific kesef that this should be in exchange for the gold. That's a kinyan of chalipin. So even though they didn't speak out befevish it's a chalipin, the assumption is that this is a kinyan chalipin, and therefore a zav ain't a kindness a kesef. Therefore, the Torah learns our mission is dafka azov kindness a kesef by lo yichud a kesef, but if it's yichud a kesef, in such a case, we assume it to be a kinyan chalipin and no eschaivis is created. So the nesivis and afkaminim between his pshat and the ksaisis pshat. If one spoke up a favorish, this should not be a kinyan chalipin, this should be a schaivis or teiris dom, that when he's moishich the chayfetz, he should mechayv himself be teiris dom to give the dom of the chayfetz, and they spoke out a specific kesef which is given as the teiris dom to be given in exchange for the chayfetz, even though it looks to us like a kinyan of chalipin, being that they spoke up a favorish, that this is not a kinyan of chalipin, this is a schaivis of teiris domim, in such a case, even by yichilei kesef, also azov koines kesef, the zov would be mechayv to give this specific kesef, being that the entire reason why it's the Torah holds this dafka by lo yichud HaKesef is only because we assume it to be a kinyan of chalip, and if they spoke up a favorish, it's not a kinyan chalip, and it's a teres domim. In such a case, even by yichud HaKesef, also HaKesef would be kinyan azov. To summarize what we discussed on the halacha mentioned in our Mishnah, azov kinyan HaKesef, which the Gemara explains, azov mechayiv es HaKesef, the Meshichas azov is mechayiv, the one who is moshech the azov to give the kesef in return. Reb Shlomo asks, what's the chiluk between a Meshichas HaZov that we say that's Mechayev, the one who is Moshech the Zov to give the Kesef in return? Why Meshichas HaMois, when one is Moshech the Kesef, why is that not Mechayev, the one who is Moshech the Mois, to give his Zov in return for this that he is Moshech the Mois? Maishna Meshichas HaChayfetz from the Meshichas HaMois. And we said Reb Shlomo seems to be understanding the Halacha in our Mishnah, Meshichas HaZov, Koines HaKesef, the Meshichas HaZov is Mechayev the Kesef, is being that I have somebody else's Zov that's Mechayev in return to give the Shavius of the Zov back. And Mimela Muchiv to give the Kesef in return for this that I have his off. In fact, the Shleim Maishna Meshichas HaChavitz and Meshichas HaMois. Rav Naftali explains the Halach in our Mishnah Azov, Koines HaKesef. Meshichas HaZov is Mechayiv the Kesef. It's a Gomer on the Pisa Kamekach. They made up to exchange the Zov for the Mois. When he is Meshich the Zov, until now it was just Diburim Ba'almo. The Meshichas HaZov is a Meisa which is Gomer, this that they made up. There was a Pisa Kamekach that they're making an exchange. He's going to give him Zov in exchange for the Kesef. The Meshicha of the Chavetz being bought is the Gomer and the Pisak HaMekach, and therefore each side is Mechuyiv, and what it promised, the Moich is Mechuyiv to give the Chavetz, and the Lekech is Mechuyiv to give the Mois. But it's understandable, it's Dafka, the Meshicha of the Chavetz, which is Gomer, the Pisak HaMekach, the Meshicha of HaMois is not Gomer, the Pisak HaMekach, and therefore Dafka, Azov, Koines HaKesef, HaKesef is Eina Koines HaZov. We then mentioned the Chiddush of the Ktsois. The Pnei Yeshua spoke out that the Mishnah Azov, Koines HaKesef, it's Dafka by Lo Yichud Lo HaKesef. But if it's yichud HaKesef, in such a case it's a kinyan chalipin, and azov is not koines HaKesef. And this halach is paskin in the Torah in Siman Veish Gimel. The Torah paskins the halach in our Mishnah is dafka by lo yichud HaKesef, or by yichud HaKesef, in such a case azov is ina koines HaKesef. And we set up a three mahalchim to explain this halach of the Torah, why our Mishnah of azov koines HaKesef is dafka by lo yichud HaKesef, but if it's yichud HaKesef, in such a case azov is ina koines HaKesef. The mashmois of the lashon of the Torah is that being that the lekech is not chayv achrayis for the kesef, when he's miyachid lekesef, he has no eschayvus of achrayis. The moicher, the balamekach, the one who owns the chayfetz, is loisam chadaite. It means that it's loisam chadaite, therefore no kinyan is created. One cannot create a kinyan without a smichas das of each side. And being that the lekech does not have achrayis, and therefore the moicher is loisam chadaite, in such a case, the meshichas azov does not create the kinyan and does not create the teres dam to mechayv the one who is moishich the zov to give back the kesef. The Ktsois HaChoshen was mechadish that this that we say dafka by lo yichud HaKesef, but if it's yichud HaKesef, in such a case azov ain't a koines HaKesef, is that this the Torah says chayvus which is created in the Meshichas HaZov cannot create a chayvus in the chayfetz. It creates a chayvus on the gavra. The person is mechuyv to give the kesef, but it cannot create a chayvus in the chayfetz. The Nesivis asks from the Halach in Siman Samach that we find that the Meshichas HaChayvus can mechayv one to give a davar shalei ba'olam, so we see it creates a chayvus in the chayfetz. And we said the kavanah of the ksois is not that the Meshichas HaZov cannot create any eschaivis in the chayfetz. The ksois is being mechadish that the Meshichas HaZov has to create some eschaivis in the gavra. It cannot only create eschaivis in the chayfetz. If it's creating a eschaivis in the gavra, if there is some eschaivis being created in the person is chayv achrayis, in such a case one can include in the eschaivis also to give a specific chayfetz, there should be eschaivis chal in the chayfetz also. But Akoponim, the Ksais is Mechadish, the Torah says, Chayvis in our Mishnah, Azov, Kainis, HaKesef, has to include in it as Chayvis on the Gavra, it's Mechayv, the person to give the Kesef. It cannot be Mechayv, a Kesef to be given, that this Kesef now goes to the Meicher, it has to create as Chayvis in the Gavra also. The Nesivis explained this halacha of the Torah, that it's Dafka Melo Yichil HaKesef, but if it's Yichil HaKesef, in such a case, Azov is Eina Kainis HaKesef, is being that they're Miyachil HaKesef, and they're exchanging the Zov for the Kesef, Einenu Royis, and it's Dover Borer, that their Kavan over here is for Kinyan of Chalipin, and therefore there is no Kinyan creator, because we don't have the Dinam of Chalipin over here. But if they spoke up Beferish, even though it was Yichil HaKesef, they spoke up Beferish, that the Kavan is not a Kinyan Chalipin, the Kavan is for a Torah's Dom, that the Meshichas Azov, Shimachayiv, the Baal HaKesef, to give a specific Kesef to the Meicher. In such a case, even though they were Yichud HaKesef, even according to the Torah, the Meshichas HaZov would be Mechayev the Kesef, the entire Chesaron, why it's Dafka Lo Yichud HaKesef, because if it's Yichud HaKesef, we assume it to be a Kinyan of Chalipin, and being that we don't have all the requirements if to create a Kinyan of Chalipin, HaZov ain't a Kainis HaKesef by Yichud HaKesef. The Mishnah continues with other exchanges, what is called the Peri and what is called the Tiva in every exchange. And the Mishnah says, Mois or Rois, Kainis as Ayafais. When it comes to one is exchanging Mois or Rois for Mois Ayafais, in such a case, the Mois or Rois are considered the Peri and the Mois Ayafais are considered the Tiva, and therefore the Meshichas of the Mois or Rois is Kainis as Ayafais. And Asimin, Kainis Amatbeya. And Asimin, also the Asimin is considered the Peri and the Matbeya is considered the Tiva, and therefore the Meshicha of the Asimin is Kainis Amatbeya, it's Mechayev, the one who is Meshich the Asimin, to give and return the Matbeya. The Asimin is considered the Peri and the Matbeya is considered the Tiva. Rashi explains, Mois Arois, Kainis Asayafois, we are discussing Mois Arois Shanifsulu. They are mois that are ruined, they cannot be used anymore. Mois that are ruined are considered a Peri, clap a regular Kesef, the Kesef is considered the Tiva, and the Mois Arois is considered the Peri. On this that Rashi explains Mois Arois to be Mois Anifslu, Taisis asks, what is the Havamin of Mois Arois should be considered a Tiva Klape Kesef? We find that Nechoshis, which is Harifi, Nechoshis is something that can be used more easily than Mois Arois Anifslu Lagami, and still we find the Mishnah says Nechoshis Kainas HaKesef, that the Nechoshis is considered a Peri Klape Kesef. So if Nechoshis, which can be used easily, is considered a Peri Klape Kesef, Mois Arois, which is Nifslu and cannot be used by itself, it's a Kalvachoymer that the Mois Arois are considered a Peri Klape Kesef, and the Kesef is a Matbeya Tiva, and the Mois Arois is a Peri. Tosis also asks from the Gemara later on the end of the Mishnah of Kol HaMataltalin, Koinin Zuazu, and the Gemara explains the Chiddush to be the Matbeyas that Chach Apostle Malchus and Chach Apostle Medina. The government put the coin out of use and it cannot be Yetzer by itself anymore. In such a case, it's called Metalpin Kainin Zuazu. For Tosis, what's the Chiddush of Rashi of Mois Arois and Mois Anifsulu? The Mois are considered a Peri Klape, the Kesef, and Kesef is considered the Tiva. It's often in the Mishnah, called Metalpin Kainin Zuazu, and the Gemara explains to Riyah Matbeyash Apostle Malchus, the coin that was put out of use, it's considered a Peri Klape Kesef, and the Kesef is considered the Tiva, and these coins are considered the Peri. And therefore, Tosis is Chaylik and Rashi, and Tosis holds Mois Arois does not mean the coins were Nifsul Lagami, it's Mois that are Yetzis Ktsas, they can be spent still as Kesef, they are Yetzis Ktsas. And Afilu Ochi Mois Arois, Kainis Es Ayafas, these Mois Arois are considered the Peri, and the Mois Ayafas are considered the Tiva. So, Miyashi Rashi Lachayra, Rashi's Chiddush that the Mois Arois are considered a Tiva, are considered a Peri, clapping Mois Ayafas. It's not like Taisa's understanding. I would think that Mois Arois are better than Nechoshis. If Nechoshis, like Taisa is asking, if Nechoshis is considered a Peri, Kol Shekei Mois Arois, being that they're not Yetzer by itself, they're considered a Peri Klape Kesef. The Havamina is that Mois Arois, I would think, is not considered a new type of Matbeya Bechlau. Being that the Mois Arois used to be Yafis, only they were Nifsulu, they got ruined. But they're not an entire new min type, a new min of matbeis. They're not a new type of coin. It's the same type of coin as Mois Ayafis. It's just the Mois Ayafis that got ruined. I'd have a Havamina that Mois Arois are not considered different than Mois Ayafis. Being that it's the same min as the Mois Ayafis, I would think it has the same halach as Mois Ayafis, and they're both considered a tiva. I wouldn't consider them two different minim. Kamashvil on the Mishnah, a coin that's ruined, Mois and Nifshul are considered a different min. And being that they're considered a different min, the Mois Arois have halach of a Peri, and the Mois Ayafis have the halach of the tiva. And who had been for Tosis' second kasha? Tosis asked that the Sefer of the Mishnah speaks about a case of Kol Metalten Koinin Zuazu, Matbeish Apostle Malchus. The Malchus put this Matbeish out of use, it's no longer considered a coin that can be used. That's a min of a matbeya. This coin is no longer a type of coin that can be used. In such a case, the Mishnah is telling us it's considered a peiri klapei mois hayafis, the mois that I used. But I still wouldn't know in the same min matbeya where one coin is yafis, one coin is ruined, and one coin is good. In such a case, I wouldn't know that the mois hayafis are considered a peiri klapei the mois hayafis, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, mois hayafis koinis es hayafis, that it's considered a separate min because it's ruined, and therefore it has halacha of a peiri klapei mois hayafis. And the Chayyur Rashi is going to Shitase. Rashi by on the Mishnah of Asima in Koines HaMatbeya. Rashi explains what is an Asima. And Rashi says it's a coin She'enol of Tzura. It's a coin that was not yet stamped. The coin does not yet have the stamp to make it into a full complete coin. And Tosis is Chaylik on Rashi and Rabbi Natam is Mefarish. And Asima is Yesh Bo Tzura Ve'ena Yetzir Ba'itza. It's a coin that has a Tzura but it's Ena Yetzir Ba'itza. And the Chayyur Rashi is going to Shitase. The Havmin of a coin She'enol of Tzura. What would be the Havmin of this coin should be considered a Tiva more than Kesef? Being that it's the same min as the coin of Kesef, it's the same matbeya, just one was stamped and one was not yet stamped. It's aimed to be stamped and be the regular coin. All it's missing is the stamp and the tzura that's supposed to be created on the coin. Therefore, to have a havmina that such a coin is still considered the same min as the matbeya, it's considered the min of a matbeya shal Kesef, and I would think they're both considered a tiva zubazu. Kamaslo on the Mishnah, being that the asimin does not yet have a tzura on it, it was not yet stamped, it's considered a separate min. And being that it's considered a separate min, so Mamel, the Asimun is considered the Peri, and the Matbeya is considered the Tiva, and that's what the Mishnah means, Asimun Kainas HaMatbeya. The Mishnah continues, Kala Metatlin Kainin Zezeh, all Metatlin can be Kaini each other, Moshach Emenu, one of them, then the other one is Nikna Lach HaVeiri. And Rashi Devei Maskel, Kala Metatlin Kainin Zezeh, explains that here in the Mishnah we're not discussing just the Kinyan of Teres Damim, Bein B'Teres Chalipin, Shehechlef Eilu Be'Eilu, we're discussing Bein if he did it B'Teres Chalipin. Once when one is Moshech the Chayfetz, he wishes to be Kainas. Chaveri is Kainas the Chayfetz that the one who was Moshech was planning on giving to him. That's the Kinyan of Chalipin. Bein B'Teres Damim B'Kametitin Liyashalach B'Kach V'Kach. We're discussing Bein B'Teres Chalipin, Bein B'Teres Damim. In both cases, the Mashiach of the Metaltan are Kainan Zezeh. As soon as one person is Moshech the Metaltan, he wishes to be Kainas. The other Metaltan that he wishes to give to his friend is Nikna L'Chaveri B'Teres Chalipin or B'Teres Damim. The Chayfetz is now Meshubit to be given to his friend. Craig is nistapik in the Kavana of Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Bein b'teres chalipin, bein b'teres damim. B'teres chalipin means the kinyan of chalipin, but what does Rashi mean when he says that kol matatan kainin zezeh b'teres damim? Craig in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tzadehei explains Rashi bein b'teres chalipin, bein b'teres damim, that afilo meshicha metaltan can mechayiv the teres damim, can mechayiv to give the other metaltan that he wishes to give to his friend. He's not nischayiv. He cannot be chayzef in the Mekah. There's the teres damim of Azov kainis akesef, which the Gemara explains Azov mechayiv is akesef. Who would him by two metalfin when one is Moshech the Chayfetz, he wishes to be Kainah. If he speaks out that the Kenyan should be B'teres Damim, then now he's Nischayef to give the Chayfetz which he promised to give to his friend. The Nischayef is created through this, that he's Moshech the Chayfetz, he wishes to be Kainah. In Craig in the Chidushim is Mefarish Rashi, that Rashi means B'teres Damim, a Kenyan. In such a case, when two people are exchanging Chafetzim, and one gives they give the Chayfetz to each other B'teres Damim as a Mois, the Gemara in Daf and Vav and Beis is a sugya of Yesh Dom Shenka Chalipin. There are times when Mois can be Koine. One gives a Chayfetz B'teres Dom, he gives it as a Mois. Being that it's Loi Shchiach, there are cases over there that Mois can be Koine. And that's what Rashi means over here. Bein B'teres Dom, if he gives the Chayfetz B'teres Dom, in such a case, Mois are Koine. For Rashi does not mean the Chayfetz of Dom, that the Meshichas are Chayfetz, is Mechayev, the one who is Moshech to give the Chayfetz in exchange that he promised to give. What Rashi means B'teres Dom is, if one gives the Chayfetz B'teres Dom, if he gives it as a Mois, in such a case, Mois are Koines and the Kinyan is created just like a Chalipin, and Rashi's Kavan is a Kinyan Gomor, and Be'ez Hashem we discussed this more in Daf Membavim and Be'ez, the Machlokas, the Balaman, the Machamas, had a Linda, Kemor, of Yesh Dom, Shenka Chalipin, but Akoponim and Agir for Rashi over here, Rashi explains Bein B'teres Chalipin, Bein B'teres Dom, that two Pshatim in Rekrega had explained to Rashi. One side of the Kreg is Rashi means B'teres Dom, the Eschaivis, when one is Moshech the Chayfetz, he creates the Eschaivis to give the Chayfetz that he promised to give in exchange. Or B'teres Dom, Rashi means that if one gives the Chayfetz as a Mois, he says this Chayfetz should be the Mois of what he's trying to buy. In such a case, Mois would be Kainas, and that's why the B'teres Dom, Rashi means a Kinyan Gomer, that each one is kind of the Chayfetz that they made up, he should be Kainas through this exchange. The Gemara begins with the two Lashonis of Rebbe. Rebbe B'Yalduse held Zav Lagabe Kesef. Zav is considered the Tiva and Kesef is considered the Peri. Being that Zav is more Choshev than Kesef, the Zav is considered the Tiva and the Kesef, which is less Choshev, is considered the Peri. And Rebbe B'Ziknuse was Chayzer that Zav Lagabe Kesef, the Zav is considered the Peri and the Kesef is considered the Tiva. Even though Zav is more Choshev than Kesef, being that Kesef is Harifi Tvei, that kesef is more easily spent than zav. It's more of a currency than zav is. Therefore, kesef legabe zav, the kesef is considered the tiv, and the zav, which is more chashiv, is considered the peri. The Gemara then brings Rav Ashi, but a raya, it's mistaver like the Yalduse the Rebbe, because the Mishnah says that anachoshes kindness are kesef, a kesef and the kindness as anachoshes. In fact, Rav Ashi, if by kesef and zav, the kesef is considered the tiva and the zav is considered the peri, then kol shekein by kesef and nechoshes. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that by nechoshes and kesef, the kesef is considered the tiva and the nechoshes is considered the peri? If you tell me by zav, the kesef is considered the tiva, kol shekein by nechoshes, the kesef is considered the tiva. And the Gemara answers that there's no raya from there to the Yaduse, the Rebbe, that I'd ever have him by nechoshes, but asur the sagi inu charifi tvei, even though nechoshes is not accepted all over, in a place where nechoshes is accepted, nechoshes is charifi tvei, it's more accepted even than kesef, so I'd ever have him in such a place, the nechoshes is considered the tiva, and the kesef would be considered the peri. Kamash belong that being that kesef is universally accepted, it's accepted all over, that's considered charifi tvei from nechoshes, and the kesef is considered the tiva, and the nechoshes is considered the peri. There's a machlekes of Rishonim, what is the halacha by nechoshes and zav? When one is exchanging nechoshes and zav, which one is considered the peri, which one is considered the tiva? There are two shitas brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Gimbal. It's brought in the Rosh and Aruch Sugya. The Rosh brings b'shem atosis by nechoshes and zav, the nechoshes is considered the tiva and the zav is considered the peri. And the Rosh holds by nechoshes and zav that the zav is considered the tiva and the nechoshes is considered the peri. And Tosfos brings a raya that Tosfos to a shita that nechoshes and zav, nechoshes is considered the tiva and the zav would be considered the peri. Being that the Gemara is a havmin that nechoshes is charifi tvei afilu from kesef, the Gemara is a havmin nechoshes is considered tiva afilu klape kesef, being that nechoshes ba'asvad the sagi inu charifi tvei, the charifas and nechoshes, there's a havmin that would make it even a tiva klape kesef. So even though the Kamash Malon is that kesef is considered a tiva klape nechoshes because kesef is charifi tvei, it's dafka kesef which is charifi tvei. All over, in all places it's accepted that the kesef is considered a tiva klapi nechoshes. But zav klapi nechoshes, when the nechoshes is charifi tvei from the zav doesn't have any milus of charifas over nechoshes, over there, hal tosfos, the nechoshes is considered the tiva, and the zav would be considered the peri. The Rosh is chaylik on tosfos, and the Rosh holds zav klapi nechoshes, the zav is considered the tiva, and the nechoshes is considered the peri. This that Tosfos brought arrived from the Gemara, that the nechoshes is charifi tvei, and there's a havmin, it's considered a tiva, afilu klapi kesef. The Rosh is matchitz dafka klape kesef. The Gemara is a havmina that the nechoshes would be considered a tiva over kesef, and the kesef would be considered the peri because the kesef is not so much more chashiv than the nechoshes. So, being that even though we go baser charifus and charifus is the ikar, chashivus also plays a role. And being that the kesef is not so much more chashiv than the nechoshes, I'd have a havmina because the nechoshes is charifi tvei, the nechoshes would be considered the tiva, and the kesef would be considered the peri. Kamash malon, being that the kesef has a mile of charifus also, the kesef is considered the tiva, and the nechoshes is considered the peri. But chashivus also plays a role, and therefore zav, the zav is so much more chashiv than the nechoshes, over there the charifus of the nechoshes won't help. And being that the zav is so much more chashiv than the nechoshes, it's pashit that the zav is considered a tiva, and the nechoshes is considered the peri. It was only having it by kesef that the nechoshes should be considered a tiva. Klape zav, it's pashit that the zav is considered a tiva and the nechoshes is considered the peri because the Rosh holds that chashivus also plays a role. And being that the chashivus is also mitzdarf to play a role, even though the charifus is the ikar, by zav and nechoshes, agam the nechoshes is charifi tvei, the zav is so much more chashiv that it's pashit the zav is considered a tiva and the nechoshes is considered the peri. The Gemara continues, V'af Rebchia Sava, Dava Tiva Havi. Rebchia also holds like the Yalduse, the Rebbe, that Zav Klape Kesef, the Zav is considered a Tiva. And the Gemara brings a Raya from this, the Rav borrowed money from Rebchia's daughter, and the Seifa Yake Dunni, the Dinrei Zav went up in value, and they asked Rebchia if he could pay back the Dinrei Zav, even though they now went up in value. And Rebchia said he's allowed to pay it back. In fact, the Gemara, if the Halacha is Zav Klape Kesef, the Zav is considered a Peri, and the Kesef is considered a Tiva, it comes out the Zav is a Peri, there should be a Isra Vavah Asabasa. How could one borrow a Dinrei Zav and pay back Dinrei Zav? There's an Isser to borrow Peris and pay back the Peris because of a Chashash that Peris may go up in value. And it comes out he's paying back more than what he borrowed and it looks like Ribbis. There's an Isser Ribbis to our bottom of Avah Asar Besar. Elamayzak to Gemara, Zav is the Tiva. And being that Zav is the standard that everything else is measured, Zav doesn't change in value. Therefore, there's no Isser to lend Zav. There's no Isser of Avah Asar Besar by Dinrei Zav. And that's why Pchia told Rav that he's allowed to pay back the Dinrei Zav and there's no Chashash Bechlal of Avah Asar Besar. The Mefarshim ask on this Gemara, why is it the Rav first came to Abchia to ask if he's allowed to pay back the Dinrei Zav b'shas the piroin? The Isra of lending beribis is the Isra afilu b'shas alva. It's also to lend money and with an upmach, making up that he's going to pay back more than what he borrowed. So why is it the Rav first came to Abchia b'shas the piroin to see if he's allowed to pay it back? If the Zov klapi kesef, the Zov is considered a peri, and the kesef is considered a tiva, and there is an issa to lend Zov b'saw, it was also for Rav to borrow the money. Why didn't Rav ask of Chia b'shas d'alva? Why did Rav first come to Chia b'shas d'pirayin to find out if he could pay back the din Zov? The Ritva brings from a Yesh Mefarshim that I'm a Chadish based on this question. This that we say by Ribbis is the issa to lend afil b'shas avod is the issa of Ribbis is dafka by Ribbis deraisa. By a regular Ribbis where they made up to pay back more than what he borrowed, in such a case, Ribbis deraisa is the issa afil b'shas avod. But by the issa of sa b'sa, which is only a Ribbis derabanan, there's a mechzik Ribbis, this looks like Ribbis because the chepetz goes up in value, it looks like he's paying back more than what he borrowed. In such a case, there is no issa b'shas avod to lend the sa b'sa. The issa is only b'shas to piroin to pay back. There's no issa on the avo of a sa b'sa. The issa is on the piroin of avo of sa b'sa. That's the issa derabanan of the mechzik Ribbis. This Ritva is a great Chiddush. Rav Peskim Achelik on this Yesh Mefarshim of the Ritva, and the Halacha we hold that it's also afilu to lend Sa B'Sa, not only Nisa B'Shas Piroin. And in Kain Hadr Kusha L'Duchta, why is it that Rav first came to ask of Chia B'Shas to Piroin? Why didn't Rav ask B'Shas to Alvol that it's also to lend, to borrow the Din Rezov? L'Chayud is an Issa Avah Sa B'Sa. The Ritva, the Tazan Yeredeya, and the Rishash will answer the same Teretz. Why did Rav first come B'Shas to Piroin and not B'Shas to Alvol? And they explained that Rav Bishasti borrowed the money from Vati de Abchia. They didn't make up Bechla what to pay back. They didn't make up if he's going to pay back the Din Rezov exactly the amount he borrowed, which would be the Issa Ava Asa B'Sa, or if he should pay back just the value of what he borrowed. If there's an Issa to lend it, so he'll pay back just the value of what he borrowed, and then there is no Issa Ava Asa B'Sa. Bishasti of the Ava, being that they were masupik whether or not Zov Kape Kesef, the Zov is a halacha of a peri or a tiva, they made up to pay back if he whatever is mutter, if it's mutter to pay back the Din Rezov itself, he'll pay back the Din Rezov. And if the halacha is that he has to pay back the value of the Din Rezov that he borrowed, but he can't pay back Din Rezov itself because it is so Ava, so he'll pay back the value of what he borrowed. So being that they didn't make it up, Bishasti Ava had to pay it back, in such a case, there is no Issa Bishasti Ava of Ava, so Bisa. And B'Shas Piroin, Rav came to Ibchia to ask him, what's the halacha? Can he pay back the Din Rezov or can't he pay back the Din Rezov? Is there an Issa Ava Asa B'Sa? The Gemara in Dafim Heim and Aleph brings that by Kesef, it's Pashat, it's Mutter to lend Kesef for Kesef, even if Kesef Legab Rezov, the Kesef is considered a Peri and the Zov is considered a Tivo. The Gemara says it's Mutter to lend Kesef because Kesef Legab Navshem Yikil Aman Di Yomar, that the Kesef is considered a Peri. Legabe Nafshei, the Kesef is considered a Tiva, and being a Legabe Nafshei, Kesef is considered a Tiva, it's Poshet, even if Kesef Klapei Zov, the Kesef is considered a Peri, it's Mutter to lend Kesef and pay back Kesef, and there is no Issa of Avah Asar B'Sa. Tosis on Daf Mem Ahmed Aleph on top asks, if being that Kesef Legabe Nafshei is a Tiva, that itself says there is no Issa to lend it Sar B'Sa, what is the Gemara's Raya over here from Rav, that Kesef Legabe Zov, the Kesef is considered a Peri, and the Zov is considered a Tiva? What's the raya from this that Reb Chiya allowed Rav to pay back the Din Rezov, that Zov Legabe Kesef is considered a Tiva? Maybe Zov Legabe Kesef, the Zov is considered the Tiva, and the Zov is considered the Peri, and the Kesef is considered the Tiva. But Zov Legabe Nafshei, the Zov is considered a Tiva, and therefore it's mutter to lend it Sar B'Sa. There's no Issa Vavah Sar B'Sa. I'm lending out Zov, being that Zov Legabe Nafshei is considered a Tiva. The Rishash answers to Yisus Kasha, and the Rishash explains this, that the Gemara says that Kesef Legabe Nafshei Mikol Aman Diyomer, that it's not a Tiva, and being that Kesef by itself is considered a Tiva, even though Klape Zov it's considered a Peri, still it's mutter to lend it, and there's no Issa Ava Asa B'Sa, is Dafka B'Shasti Alva. You're allowed to make such Alva, being that the Kesef Legabe Nafshei is considered a Tiva, you can make such Alva of Kesef. But at this day, when you pay back the Alva, you can pay back Kesef and not pay back the value of what you borrowed, is only if the Kesef didn't change in value. If the kesef remained in the same value, then you could pay back the kesef and there's no issa Ava B'Sa. But if the kesef changes in value, being that kesef legabe zov, the kesef is considered a peri, once the kesef changes in value, the one cannot pay back the kesef, there is a issa Ava B'Sa. So therefore the Gemara is bringing a raya. Rav came to Evchia and asked me if he could pay back the din rezov, and it was a yakad din rezov, the din rezov went up in value. So over there, the Gemara is a raya that Zov Legabe Kesef is considered a Tivo, because if Zov Legabe Kesef, the Zov would be considered a Peri, it would be usit to pay back the Din Rezov. The entire heter that the Gemara assumed by Kesef, being that Kesef Legabe Nafshei, Mikol Aman Diyomer Delav Tiva Havi, and the Kesef Legabe Nafshei is a Tivo, and there's no issa of Sar B'Sa, is only if the Kesef remains at the same value. If the Kesef goes up in value, in such a case, it's usit to pay back the Kesef, even if the Kesef Legabe Nafshei is a Tivo. So according to the Rishash and Dafim, hey, we have another answer to answer why Rav first came B'Shas Piroin and not B'Shas Di'Avo. B'Shas Di'Avo, being that Zov Legabi Nafshei is a Tivo, Rav, that was Poshet to Rav, that it's mutter to lend the Zov, it's mutter for him to borrow Din Rezov from Bratei Derev Chia. It's only b'shas the piroyin where the zav went up in value. Now Rav is chayshish for the issur of sar b'sa, and now we have to judge if zav lagabe kesef, the zav is considered a peri, there would be an issur avah sar b'sa. And Rav asked Reb Chiya if it's mutter for him to pay back the din zav, and Reb Chiya answered that he could pay it back, and therefore the Gemara is a raya that zav lagabe kesef, the zav is considered a tiva, and the kesef is considered a peri. Because if it would be that Zov Lagabe Nafshe is a Tiva and the Zov Lagabe Kesef, the Zov is a Peri, then Reb Chiya wouldn't have answered Rav that it's mutter to pay back the Dinrei Zov, there would be an Issur Avah Asar B'Sar. But B'Shas the Avah, being that Zov Lagabe Nafshe was Pashit to Rav, is considered a Tiva, it's definitely mutter to borrow the Dinrei Zov. The entire Issur is only B'Shas Piroin when the Zov goes up in value. Al Kopan, we have three Mahalchim to answer why is it that Rav came Dafka B'Shas Piroin and not B'Shas the Avah to ask Reb Chiya if it's mutter to pay back the Dinrei Zov. We said over the Chiddush, the Ritva brings a Yesh Mefarshim, but again, by Sar B'Sar, there is no Issa in the Alva. The Issa Ribbis of Sar B'Sar is different than Ribbis Deiraisa, and it's only a Issa B'Shas Piroin, there is no Issa B'Shas Alva. The Rav Paiskim, we say, Achelik on this Allah, and the Issa of Sar B'Sar is Afilu B'Shas Alva also. And we said over the Teretz of the Ritva, the Rishash, and the Tazmin Yeredeya, they answer that Rav and Batad of Chiyah didn't make up what to pay back. They didn't make up that he has to pay back Dafka Din Rezov. They said if it's Mutter to pay back Din Rezov, he'll pay back Din Rezov. And if there's an Issa of Sar B'Sar, he'll pay back the value of the Din Rezov, B'Shas he borrowed it, and therefore there was no Issa B'Shas D'Avah. B'Shas the Piroin, Rav came to ask him Chiyah if it's Mutter for him to pay back the Din Rezov, or it's also for him to pay back the Din Rezov. And we set up a third Mahalach based on the Rishash on Dafim Heyamid Aleph. The Gemara says, Kesef Lagabe Nafshei is definitely a Tivah, and therefore it's Mutter to lend it. There's no Issa of Sar B'Sar. Taisus asks in Cain, what's our Gemara's Raya from this that Rav paid back Dinrei Zav? What's the Raya from there that Zav Lagabe Kesef is a Tiva? Maybe it's only Zav Lagabe Nafshe is a Tiva. And the Rishash explains that it's Dafka B'Shas De Alva. But Kesef is a Tiva, then one can blend out Kesef and there's no Issa of Sar B'Sar. And only if the Kesef remains the same in value, then one can pay back Kesef and there's no Issa of Alva Sar B'Sar. But if the Kesef goes up in value, in such a case it would be us to pay it back. And being that over here the Dinrei Zav went up in value, the Gemara is a Raya that Zav Lagabe Kesef, the Zav is considered the Tiva and the Kesef is considered the Peri. So we said therefore it's understandable why Rav Dafka came to Pkiya B'Shas to be right. B'Shas the Avol is mutter to lend it to Dinrei Zav, being that Dinrei Zav Lagabe Nafshera Tiva. It's only B'Shas Piroin that now went up in value. In such a case as an Issa of Sar B'Sar, and Rav asked the Pkiya if Zav Lagabe Kesef is considered the Tiva and if he could pay back the Dinrei Zav. The Gemara continues with a braisa to being a raya that Zav Lagabe Kesef, the Zav is considered a Tiva and the Kesef is considered a Peri. And the Gemara brings a braisa which is Mishaya, Pruta Sha'amu is Echad Mishmaina B'Isar Etalki, or Pruta is 1/8 of an Isar, and an Isar is 1/24 of a Dina Shal Kesef, and a Dina Shal Kesef is 1/25 of a Dina Shal Zav. Zog the Gemara, Bishlama of Zav Lagabe Kesef, the Zav is considered a Tiva and the Kesef is considered a Peri. So Mishaya Tana, the Tana is Mishaya, the Dina Shal Kesef, it's 1/25 of a Dina Shal Zav. It's Mishaya B'Midi Dekit, the Zav is a standard which does not change in value. And Mishaya Kesef, how it clapay the Zav, it's 1/25 of the Dina Shal Zav. But if Zav Lagabe Kesef, the Zav is considered the Peri and the Kesef is considered the Tiva, how could the Tana be Mishaya and B'Midi that's not Kits? The Zav is not a set value, the Zav changes in value. If the Zav can go up and down, why is it that the Tan is Mishaya of Dina Shal Kesef that it's 1/25 of a Dina Shal Zav? Taisis asks that when the Gemara assumes that the Tan is not Mishaya B'Midi that's not Kitz, it's only Mishaya B'Midi the Kitz. The Tan is Mishaya of Pruta is Echad Mishmoyne B'Isar Etalki, and the Gemara in Kedushin is Mavur that the Isar changes in value. The Isar fluctuates in value, it can go up and down. So how is it that the Tan is Mishaya of Pruta, it's Echad Mishmoyne B'Isar Etalki? Or the Isar is 1/24 of a Dina Shal Kesef. If the Kesef goes up and down, it can fluctuate in value. Klapei Zav, how could the Tana be Mishaya? The Isar is 1/24 of a Dina Shal Kesef. And Taisus answers, the Braisa does not mean to be Mishaya, that a Pruta is 1/8 of Isar Etalki, and that's the way to be Mishaya a Pruta. The Kavan of the Braisa is that a Pruta is 1/8 of an Isar Etalki. In a case when the Isar Etalki is 1/24 of a Dina Shal Kesef, in a case when the Dina Shal Kesef is 1/25 of a Dina Shal Zav, and from there you can make the cheshbon how many prutas go into a Dina Shal Zav, and you mishaya the pruta in a Dina Shal Zav. And within the Isar Etalki, it's 1/24 of a Dina Shal Kesef, which is 1/25 of a Dina Shal Zav. And with that you can mishaya how many Isrim go into a Dina Shal Zav, and you mishaya the Isar b'Dina Shal Zav, not b'Dina Shal Kesef. The male of the Tan is only being mishaya b'Zav, and in this way the Tan is being mishaya b'Midi the Kitz. The Shita Mekubetzes brings b'Shem Megillion at Taisvis, and it's also in the Chedush HaRaj, but they are chelik on Taisvis. And the other Tan is Mishaya Echot the Pruta Isar, the Pruta is 1/8 of an Isar. Even though the Isar changes in value, Klape Kesef, and the Kesef changes in value, Klape Zav, And therefore the Gemara is a raya that when you're Mishaya, you're not Mishaya Zav, Kesef into Zav, because the Kesef changes in value copy of the Zav. So therefore it must be the Kesef is the Peri and the Zav is the Teva. If not, the Tana would not be Mishaya Kesef and Zav. Afilu Hachi, when it comes to an Isar and a Pruto, the Tana is Mishaya, a Pruto and an Isar. The Isar only changes in value klape Kesef. And the Kesef only changes in value klape Zav. But when we want to judge by itself, a Pruta and an Isar, and there's a change in value in the relationship of how many Iprutas go into an Isar, or how many Isars go into Kesef, over there we only judge the Pruta and the Isar by itself, and we assume the Isar stayed the same in value, and the Pruta is what changed in value. And who didn't buy Isar and Kesef, if the Kesef, even though Kesef could change in value, Klape Zav, that's only when we're judging Kesef and Zav together. But if you want to dan in Isar and Kesef, and you want to know which one changed in value, if now the ratio of how many Isars go into Kesef changes, you want to know if the Kesef went up or down, or the Isar went up or down, over there the Isar is always what changes in value, and the Kesef is considered the Tiva, and the Isar is considered the Peri. Akoponim, we have a Machlekes of Rishonim, Tosfos holds you always judge Klape Zav. When you want to judge how much the value of Pruta is, you reckon how much it is Klape Zav. And the way to judge how much Zav is 1/8 of an Isar, which is 1/24 of Kesef, which is 1/25 of a Dina Shel Zav. But we're always judging how many Prutas go into a Dina Shel Zav. Mashenkin, the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetzes, B'Shem Gilin HaTosfos, and the Rashba hold that we judge each thing by itself. We dan a Pruta and a Isar, the Pruta is always what changes the value Klape the Isar. And the Kesef and Isar, the Isar changes the value Klape the Kesef. And then by Kesef and Zav, the other Gemara is a Raya, the Zav is considered the Tiva and the Kesef is considered the Peri. And the Chayyim, these Rishonim are difficult to understand. How can the Rishonim say we judge a Pruta and a Isar? We judge the Pruta is what changes the value, not the Isar. The Chayyim being that the Iker standard is always gold and everything is judged Klape Zav, why don't we look to see what change in value Klape the Zav? If we had the Pruta was 1/8 of an Isar, and now we come out that a Pruta is really 1/10 of an Isar. So we see there was a change in value, and we're not sure if it's the Pruta that went down in value or it's the Isar that went up in value. So we could check Klape Gold. Did Isar change in the value Klape Gold, or did a Pruta change in its value Klape Gold? If we see the Isar change its value Klape Gold, we see the Isar will change in value and not the Pruta. And if we see the Pruta change in its value Klape Gold, and the Isar remained the same, so we see it's the Pruta that changed in value and not the Isar. So how could the Rishonim say we judge the Pruta and the Isar by itself, and the Pruta is always what changes in value, and the Isar is considered the Tiva, and the Pruta is considered the Peri? L'chay, we should check Klape Gold, which one changes in value, and whichever one changes in value, Klape Gold, when again Pruta and Isar, we see that's the one that changes in value, and the other one is the one that stayed the same. The Birchas Avram asked this question, he leaves these Rishonim b'tzarech Ian, why is it that we don't judge Klape Gold, why do we judge the Pruta and the Isar by itself? But Al Kapan, we have a Machlikas of Rishonim, Tosfos holds we always judge a Pruta and Isar and a Kesef Klape Gold, if their value change Klape Gold or not. And the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Gilin HaTosfos hold we judge the Pruta and the Isar by itself, and the Isar is considered the Tiva and the Pruta is what changes in value. And who are then by an Isar and Kesef? We judge that the Isar is what changes in value and the Kesef remains the same, and we don't judge it Klape Gold. It's only when we're exchanging it with Zav, and Kesef and Zav, over there we say, we judge it Klape Gold, and the Kesef is what changes in value and the Zav stays the same. The Gemara continues of bringing Rayas, the Yaduse, the Rebbe, the Ziknuse, the Rebbe, and the Gemara brings the Mishnah, Beisham, Yemim, Layasa, Odom, Slom, Dinre Zav, a person shall Nekanapi, Mechalol, Slom, shall Kesef unto Dinre Zav, and Beisil, Matirin, Beisil allows a person to Mechalol, Slom, shall Kesef unto Dinre Zav. And there's a machlikus of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Chadama, the machlikus is dafka kesef onto Zav. And over there, the machlikus says whether or not kesef legabe Zav, the kesef is considered a peri and the Zav is the tiva, and therefore, like Beis Hillel, one can be mechal onto the Zav. Or do we say the kesef is the tiva and the Zav is considered the peri, and one cannot be mechal onto a peri? One cannot be mechal a tiva onto a peri, and being that the kesef is the tiva and the Zav is the peri, therefore Beis Shammai says, La yasa odim slon din rezav. And the second man, the Amar holds v'chadama the machlekes beisham beisil is afilu peiris onto zav. Also, just like beishamay says one cannot be mechal kesef onto zav, so too beishamay holds one cannot be mechal peiris onto zav. Either zav is considered a peiri and one cannot be mechal peiris onto a peiri. He has to mechal dafka onto a tiva. And the Gemara is being medame according to the first man, the Amar, that the machlekes is kesef legabe zav is if the kesef is considered a peiri and the zav is considered the tiva, or the opposite, the zav is considered the peiri and the kesef is considered the tiva. The Gemara is telling it so. That's a right. To the Aduse the Rebbe and the Ziknuse the Rebbe. The Machlekes Beisham Beisil is l'shailav and two l'shainus of Yaduse the Rebbe and Ziknuse the Rebbe. Whether or not a Kesef and a Zav is considered a Tiva or a Peri, Benegah Meisah Sheini is the same halacha of whether or not it's considered a Peri or a Tiva. Benegah the Kinyanim, Benegah Azav Kainis HaKesef, that Meshichas Azav is Mechayev Es HaKesef. The Etzem HaLocha mentioned in the Mishnah that one cannot be machal onto a peri, layasa odem slon din rezov, one cannot be machal the kesef onto din rezov, which the Gemara understands, being that the din rezov is a peri, one cannot be machal onto a peri. There's a machlikus of Rishonim if this halacha is halacha midereis or halacha midrabanan. Rashi in the Ramaschal Tiva, a peri loy machalinon, explained the Rachmana Oma vitzaita kesef. The Pasuk says, by Chil Meiser Sheni Vitzaita Kesef, one has to take the Kesef up to Yerushalayim. It's revealed from the Pasuk that one can only be Mechal onto a Kesef. And from there we darshan Dafka, one can be Mechal onto a Tiva, yes, Mechal onto a money, you cannot be Mechal onto a Peri. And therefore, Layasa Odom Slon Din Rezov, one cannot be Mechal Kesef onto Zov. If the Kesef is considered a Peri, Klapi the Zov, one cannot be Mechal the Slon al Din Rezov. Rashi the Shitosa explains the Gemara in Dafim Heir Midbeis, the Gemara being Zakasha Bishlama Lachmat Lahacht Lishna the Amit Midereisa Mishreshori. If the Chasaron is not a Chasaron Dereisa, it's a Chasaron mentioned the Gemara revere, or Gzeirav Shem Yishal Yosef. That's why the Loshin is Yasev Elayasa. But if the Loshin that the Chasaron is a Chasaron Midereisa, why is the Loshin Yasev Elayasa? The Loshin should be Mechalalinon Veloy Mechalalinon. And Rashi explains this Gemara's question is not only referring to the Mishnah over there, but it's referring to the Mishnah brought in our Gemara also. La'yasa adam slon din rezov. If the chesaron is a chesaron mitrabanan, like mentioned in the Gemara over there of Shem Yishal Yosef, then it's good the lashon of la'yasa. But if the chesaron is a chesaron mitrabanan, why is the lashon of Beisham la'yasa adam slon din rezov? So we see from Rashi is explaining that the chesaron of la'yasa slon din rezov is because one cannot be mechal onto a peri is a chesaron midereisa, and therefore the Gemara asks why is the lashon yasav la'yasa, the lashon should be mechalina v'loy mechalina, being that it's a chesaron midereisa. Akaponim shitas Rashi is this, that one cannot be mechal ma'aseh sheni onto a peri and ask mechal dafka onto a tibur, it's a din deraisa dashin from the pasuk b'tzarta kesef biyadecha. Tosis Nasugi de Ramaskal Vitiva, Peri Le Michalinon, asks from the Gemara in Baba Kama that Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara there discusses if one cannot bring the mois of Babel to Yerushalayim, Heichi Mamtile, how could he bring these mois to Yerushalayim if there's a rule, the government gave a rule that one cannot bring these mois, take them out of Babel and bring them to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says he buys the behemoth in Babel and brings the behemoth to Yerushalayim. So Tosis, we see one can Michal the mois of Maiser Sheni onto a behemoth. The behemoth is definitely not considered a Tiva, the behemoth is a Peri. So we see one can machal mois of ma'aseh sheni onto a peri. We see the Gemara Baba Kama one can machal the mois of ma'aseh sheni onto a behemoth. And Tosis answers, Shani Yosem, the peris are kvedim to bring them. He doesn't have any option of bringing the peris itself. And the Malchus doesn't let him bring the coins out. So there is no other option. Being that there's no other choice, one can bring a behemoth up to Yerushalayim. He can machal the peris of ma'aseh sheni onto a behemoth and bring the behemoth up to Yerushalayim. We see from Tosis that the chesaron that one cannot be machal onto a peri and ask the machal onto a tiva is only halacha midrabanan. If it would be a din deraisa that chil ma'aseh sheni is dafka onto a tiva, it doesn't matter that this is a shasat chak and one cannot bring the mois to Yerushalayim. If there's not a chil b'chal, one cannot be mechal onto a behemoth, it doesn't matter that he has no other option, there still would not be any eitzah to be mechal onto a behemoth. From this that Tosis says b'shasat chak, one can mechal lafilo onto a peri, also we see Tosis holds the chesaron is only midrabanan. And the Rabbanan said in a makom that he has no other option, he can mechal onto a behemoth also. But if he does Rashi, it's hodja kushas at Tosis l'duchtei. According to Rashi, that one cannot be mechal on a peri midereisa, you can only mechal onto a tiva. How could the Gemara Baba Kama say you should mechal the peris ma'aseh sheni onto a behemoth? L'chayim, one cannot be mechal peris ma'aseh sheni onto a peri. Yes, you can only mechal dafka onto a tiva. L'chayim, if Rashi, we have to say like Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz answers Tosis Kasha, and he says the behemoth is different than din rezov. If din rezov are considered a peri, one cannot be mechal onto din rezov which are a peri. When it comes to the behemoth, where the halacha ma'aseh sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, so the ikat tafkid of ma'aseh sheni is to mechal the peris eventually onto something that can be eaten and then eat the food in Yerushalayim. So being that the tafkid lebesayv is to mechal onto a food and eat the food in Yerushalayim, one can mechal onto behemoth afilu chutz to Yerushalayim and bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim. It's only a peri that one cannot be mechal once he gets to Yerushalayim, something that cannot be eaten. Kegoin din rezov, over there there's a halacha that dafka on a tiva, not on a peri, one cannot be mechal peris ma'aseh sheni onto a peri. But on something that can be nechal b'Yerushalayim, which is this is the tafkid of ma'aseh sheni, to bring the food to Yerushalayim and eat it over there, one can mechal it onto a behemoth and then bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim and shecht it over there and eat the food in Yerushalayim. It's dafka on din rezov, which is not nechal, which one cannot be mechal in Yerushalayim, over there one cannot be mechal it chutz to Yerushalayim and bring it to Yerushalayim to spend it on food over there. Shaking a behemoth, which is nechal over there, one can mechal it, even though it's a peri, one can mechal it on a behemoth and bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim to eat it. On the etzem achlikus ebeichon and reishlokish, chadoma the machlikus beishamim beisil is dafka kesef on tezov to mechal the dinre kesef on tezov, but peris on zov, one can't be mechal lukulei alma. One cannot be mechal kesef onto din rezov according to Beshamay. One cannot be mechal lafilu peiris also onto din rezov. The Achreinim ask a kasha. Read the man the Yomer that says one cannot be mechal peiris onto din rezov. See a sheet in the words of Beshamay. Beshamay said layasa odem slon din rezov. One cannot be mechal kesef onto din rezov. So where does this shita see in the words of Beishamay that one cannot be mechal peiris also onto din rezov? Beishamay only spoke about kesef on zov. Mechetesi is referring to peiris on zov also. The pasha sabi is referring only to kesef onto din rezov. And where do they see their shita that afilu peiris on din rezov also one cannot be mechal? When Kvege answers this question, he explains the chesaron by zov. If zov is considered a peiri legabe kesef, is because zov is not charif. It's a chesaron mitzad the etzem gold itself. It's not because klape kesef. The Zov is considered a peri and the Kesef is considered a Tiva. The Chesaron is mitzad the Zov. The Zov is not a Dover Achorif and therefore it's not considered a Tiva, even though it's more Choshev than Kesef. There's a Chesaron in the Zov that the Zov is not considered a Tiva and the Zov is considered a peri. So this sheet to hold, being that the Chesaron is mitzad the Zov itself, it's not Klape Kesef that there's any Chesaron in comparing it to Kesef. The Chesaron is that the Zov itself is not a Dover Achorif, therefore there's no Mokum Lechalik between Zov Klape Kesef and Zov by itself. Memela, just like you cannot be mechal kesef onto zov, because the zov is considered a peri klape kesef, being that the zov is not charif, that's a chesaron mitzad zov by itself also, and therefore zov by itself also is not considered a peri, considered a tiva, and the zov klape itself would be considered a peri, and one cannot be mechal the peris of Meister Sheni onto zov, being that zov klape itself also is considered a peri, not a tiva, because it's not a davar charif. Therefore, this sheet to hold, there's no mokum lechal between kesef legabe zov and zov by itself. Just like Kesef Lagabe Zov, the Zov is considered a Peri, then Hua Din Zov by itself, also the Zov is considered a Peri. And Mimeli holds, just like one cannot be Mechal Kesef on the Zov, he also cannot be Mechal Peris on the Zov, because the Zov is not a Tiva, the Zov is considered a Peri. The Rishash answers this kasha, and the Rishash explains, but we have to mark them first, Yeshlachka, when we are judging whether or not the Dover you're being Mechal on, if the Zov is considered a Tiva or a Peri, do we judge the Zov by itself that the Zov is considered a Tiva, or is the Zov considered a Peri? Or do we judge the Maisa Chilul? If you bring Mechal Kesef onto Zov, we judge Zov Klape Kesef, is the Zov considered a Tiver, or is the Zov considered a Peri? Do we judge the Maisa Chilul, what you bring Mechal from, to what you bring Mechal on, which one's the Tiver, which one's the Peri? Or do we judge the thing you bring Mechal on by itself, is the thing you bring Mechal on by itself considered a Tiver, or is the thing you bring Mechal on considered a Peri? Zog Tivishash, the first sheet to hold, we judge the Maisa Chilul. If Kesef Klape Zov, the Zov is considered a Peri and the Kesef is considered a Tiva, in such a case one cannot be Mechal the Kesef onto the Zov, even though Zov by itself is considered a Tiva. Being that in this Maisa Chilo, what you be Mechal from is Kesef, and Kesef Lagabe Zov, the Zov is considered a Peri, one cannot be Mechal from Kesef onto Zov if Zov Klape Kesef is considered a Peri. Mashaykin, the second sheet to hold, we don't judge the Maisa Chilo, we don't care what you be Mechal from. And being that Zov by itself is considered a Tiva, in such a case it would be mutter to Mechal, even from Kesef onto Zov. If Beishameh says you can't be Mechal Kesef onto Zov, Al Korchach Zov Klapi itself also is considered a Peri and not considered a Tiva. If we're going to say you can't be Mechal Kesef onto Zov, it means who didn't you can't Mechal anything onto Zov? Because in Al-Chil of Maiser Sheni, we judge the thing of Mechal on by itself. And if Zov Lagabi itself will be considered a Tiva, you'll be able to Mechal onto it. Al Korchach Zov Lagabi itself also is not considered a Tiva, it's considered a Peri. And therefore, just like you kept Mechal Kesef onto Zov, more than you kept Mechal Peris onto Zov either, the male of this sheet holds that just like Beshameh says, like Layas Odom Slon, Slon, Dinre Zov, who then also one cannot be Mechal Peris onto Dinre Zov also.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.